Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quite the bell hit the ball over the ballpark today. 431 to center field. What impressed you most about it today?
Well, he's... What the day, yeah, you like the results. You like the hard contact. You like the run producer in the middle of the order. I think what I like most is just the way he's staying with things and committing to things and not getting too high, not getting low. He's becoming more of a professional with his at-bats. The one of the things that impressed me even last night, he doesn't get a runner in. And then the next guy doubles down the line, and he's running the bases like a madman. So it's not like he's boo-boo lipping because he didn't get a run in. He's playing the game. And today, I mean, you talk about putting a foot down and having a two-part swing and then hitting it 400, whatever you said, 31 feet. And there's real power, and we believe it's going to come out. And fun to watch him today, and big win for the Buccos today.
Is this an example, Clint, of what you talk about needing all 25 guys, get the last guy on the bench, get on, and get him addressed?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of played itself out today. And you look at some of the best at-bats we had today outside your three guys, you're looking at Bell, Newman, and Stallings. Stallings got a couple base hits, the number of pitches he saw, what Newman was able to do at the plate and work. So we had a lot of different contributions from different places, and we found enough outs off the mound. A really, really good team victory.
Clint, was there any thought to save Cervelli later in the game? And I guess the follow-up would be, how good does it feel when that aggressive decision pays off?
You know, I don't know what else you're going to save him for. You could ask a pitcher to bunt, to move a guy up. It's the only other option you have.
Yeah.
Cervelli's got a chance of, you know, Bell didn't get on. So he needs to hit for me. He just needs to hit. The only other guy we have is a pitcher, and that's just not in that point in time. The way we fought, we had the lead. They came back and tied us. He's actually done a pretty good job of this in the past, coming in late, won at bat. It worked out well for us. I just love seeing our guys just continue to play and continue to fight. For Newman to split the defense, I mean, you couldn't have put a ball in a better spot. He could not have hit it in a better spot without it leaving the ballpark. So, fun to watch him.
Clint, how hard is it for a guy like Cervelli? Like you said, he's had some success as a pitcher. How hard is it for someone that doesn't pitch it a whole lot to be ready for that situation?
Well, I think our guys have learned over time that, you know, Cervelli knows when he doesn't start, he's going to be the last man in. He'll tell us he's ready in the fifth. When I'm ready for anything, and that's good. Just hang around and we'll see how it goes. But he's developed a routine that's also professional in nature. And they do all want to contribute, and they want to do something for one another. And I think that's the case. And you've seen Cabrera do some things. He was going to bunt. I almost passed out in the dugout last night when he went to bunt. I mean, because he just said, no, I was going to give it one shot, and I was going to go hit, but you're looking at a guy like that that's trying to find a way to help the club. And Cervelli, once the game starts, he's going to do whatever he can do to help us win a game, as many of the others are.
Clint, over the last 10 innings, the bullpen's given up just four hits and one run. Is that something that you were envisioning coming out of Bradenton?
Well, based on what we saw last year, absolutely. And even when we go through the turbulence, that's the outlier for me. It's not when they pitch well. We've got some guys that I don't know. I haven't watched it. I saw one replay of the ball Votto hit out of the ballpark. And the one thing we're going to make sure we tell Keone, that's not a bad pitch. That's a great hitter doing something that only maybe one or two hitters in the game can do, and he hits the ball out of the ballpark. You tip your hat and you move on. I mean, you look where that pitch is located, look the swing that's put on, and he hits it to the deepest part of the ballpark. It's the big leagues, man. You're going to have some ups and you're going to have some things thrown sideways at you. and you're going to have to figure things out and bounce back. So I believe in our bullpen. We have a lot of confidence in our bullpen. Those guys have a lot of confidence in one another. Birdie comes in today. He's had a couple outings that not the way he wanted to go. He's got a clean outing. Rodriguez bounces back. Liriano comes in and gives us a nice outing. So they're all connected.
When you put Liriano in the bullpen, is this the kind of situation you were envisioning where you have, you know, the Reds with two big lefties there at the top of the order in the tie game, and you get to put them out there? Obviously, they pinch hit for one. Then he gets Votto.
Yeah, that's one of the things. And he also can go through the lineup one time. It's one of the things we looked at last year when we were crunching his numbers and where he was having success and how he was having success. And he's seen Votto a lot. They've seen each other a lot. And you like to think also that, Frank can be a stabilizing force down there with the other young guys that are down there because he's seen a lot. He's had different roles. So this was an opportunity today that I thought he fit in very nicely and obviously performed well.
The job that Trevor did bounce back to get through six, he had action up and forth just for him to settle down and maybe have his last two innings be his best.
As I told him when we came out of the game, I go, sometimes, you know what, it's hard to think through it, but this may have been one of your better efforts, where it ended, where it could have gone, where it was in the middle, and how you finished up with it. He rolled his sleeves up and he did some yard work out there today, because the one stretch, I can't tell you the last time, probably it was the first half somewhere, where five balls were hit hard in a row. All right, what are you going to do? What's next? And he settled in. He kept making pitches. His execution of his pitches got better the last two innings, and he kept them off the board and kept us in the game.
Ever see a guy after his first major league hit steal second?
You know, I played with Willie Wilson, and I believe he may have done it, but I don't know. But it was fun to watch. I mean, Jason Parents, fiance, agent, sister were all batting practice yesterday. They're in town. That's always just timeless, priceless stuff. And his mom and dad have been following us around for a while. I mean, ever since he joined the club last spring. So they were there at spring training again. They're here. It's really cool. And the way the guys embraced him is obviously a lot of fun to watch as well.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.